Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello. Thank you for joining our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
And I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight we're going to be talking about speak blessings, not cursing. Not curses. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayers so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Our Father and our God, we come before you as long, Heavenly Father, this evening, as humble as we know how, Father God. And we come to your throne this evening, Father God, to advance your kingdom, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, that you have saw fit to use us, Father, Father God, to spread your word, dear Heavenly Father, but most of all, dear Heavenly Father, to speak and to share of your tremendous love that you have for your creation, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask now, Father God, that you give us that anointing, Father God, that makes speaking your word easy, Father God. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, for his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, again, our topic is speak blessings, not curses. And we will be discussing some personal issues related to our marriage and how we had to learn how to use a godly language of exalting one another instead of cursing one another. In order to operate in love, we have to delve into the benefits of what love is and acknowledge when our behavior exemplifies what love is not. And tonight we're coming out of the King James Version, 2 Timothy 2:14-16. 14, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 16, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God.
Amen.
Thanks be unto God.
Amen, amen. And I'm going to read the Message version of 2 Timothy 14-18. Repeat these basic essentials over and over to God's people. Warn them before God against pious nitpicking, which chips away at the faith. It just wears everyone out. Concentrate on doing your best for God, work you won't be ashamed of, laying out the truth, plain and simple. Stay clear of pious talk that is only talk. Words are not mere words, you know. If they're not backed by a godly life, they accumulate as poison in the soul. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's such a powerful translation of those same scriptures. And the word pious means falsely appearing to be good or moral. And one of the synonyms for pious is hypocrite. And subvert is to cause the downfall, ruin, or destruction of.
My God.
And I was just sharing with my husband about how when God gives you a word and you study that word and you have your sermon planned out. And you can just imagine what you're going to minister about, but the Holy Spirit has another plan. And thank God for that. Thank God so much for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is about helping us. That's our helper, you know. And God wants us to be helped. He don't want us to stay stuck.
That's That's why he sent the Holy Spirit.
He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. Amen.
Amen.
And we need all the help we can get. And we're so thankful.
We needed that help.
We know. And, you know, I was thinking about the topic came because last night we got finished ministry and we were sitting here talking, and you know how when we go back sometime we listen to the ministry and more revelations come to us.
Right.
And one of the things that you had said was that during our time of bringing the relationship back together, we started learning how to compliment each other.
Right.
You know, and the word said exalt one another and, you know, be encouraging to one another.
Right.
And we had started doing that, and that's why I was thinking about that topic, because we learned how to stop cursing each other out and start speaking blessings into each other's life, you know, and start speaking those things as if they were, you know. And that was the plan, to go about, you know, talking a little bit about that. But what God has been working with me, the Holy Spirit, was letting me know that, and you came right in here with that too, you know, these religious spirits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got this. What the revelation was the biggest problem that we have is telling the truth
right.
to each other. You know, walking in that honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God said he's the way, the truth
right.
in life. You know, and when we go into our relationships with each other, you know, because we can't live on this earth without relationships. Everybody is in some type of relationship with somebody somewhere, you know, and people just telling a whole lot of lies and not being for real. You know, it's so many masks being worn and so many representatives being sent out. Pious attitude, you know. Just like I was telling you, one of my pet peeves is when all they can give me is scripture out of the Bible. You know, it's never no revelation backing the scripture up, no experience with the scripture. You know, it's almost like a robotic type of speech. You know, and then, you know, you can get somewhere with this same person one-on-one and find out they got all kind of problems going on. They got all kind of issues.
And we all do.
Yeah, we all do. And we need to recognize that.
That's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And being able to admit that, own it, you know, makes you a person.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your true personality. That's
right.
who you are. So why try to hide that up with a lot of religiosity, a lot of scriptionese, as you say,
right.
you know, because that makes you appear religious. It don't make
Amen.
You appear spiritual.
Or holy.
Because your spirit is going to reveal who you really are.
Amen.
You know, and you can't hide behind that with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it said the scripture says the letter of the word kill it, but the spring is for a life, you know. So the true spirit of the word is going to reveal who you really are.
Amen.
But it's going to help you live that life that Christ died for us for. You know, he said he came to give us life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
So, and it's through the spirit of truth that we get that spirit of life.
Mm-hmm.
So hiding behind the word, having a religious facade. I mean, it wasn't the Romans that killed Jesus. It was the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of his time,
Amen.
Were the one that was out there hollering, crucifying.
Mm-hmm. And
you
those
never
are the
seen
ones.
One Roman soldier open his mouth saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Sadducees and the Pharisees provoking and instigating that crowd to crucify Jesus. A religious spirit.
And it's those same religious spirits that are killing people today.
Today.
The
Amen.
Same religious spirit.
Amen.
Because people are getting more harm by people that say that they are in ministry, people that say they know the word of God, people that's quoting these scriptures, people, you know, just like I was saying, we were just talking about, you know, how you go to the church, you're looking for help, you know, the church wants to see you someplace else, but they want your money. You know, like you say, you know, the churches have gotten to be such big businesses that they're forgetting about saving souls.
It's about the number. Yeah. How many bodies that can fill those pews and those seats in that church,
mm-hmm.
and not about the souls that occupy those seats in that church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
You know,
it's about the soul.
Mm-hmm.
These are
hurt people that are still continuing to hurt people. These are the people that we're encountering
mm-hmm.
on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
You'd be surprised at how many people, you know, in ministry, how many people devoted to going to church, how many people doing tithing, offering, and reading, but have no clue how to operate in love. They don't know how to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to be kind to people. They don't know how to share with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not learning anything about being Christ-like.
Right.
They're just hearing it. They're just hearing about it. You know, and they're religious. You know, we had talked about this before. Religion is just doing the same thing over and over and over. That's all. Just doing it. Over and over and over. You know, but if you could practice more of the fruits of the Spirit and do that over and over and over and get that inside of you. You know, learn that when you walk by a person, it's mannerable to speak. It's mannerable to say thank you. It's mannerable to acknowledge people. You know, one of the ladies, I haven't heard this so many times, but one of the ladies that I know personally, she said that she works in a restaurant. She said she hates to work on Sunday. And she said because when the church folks come up
wow.
in there, she said that's some of the rudest people that she has ever had to deal with.
My God.
She said that they come in, they complain about the food. Everybody got a complaint. They don't leave tips. They, you know, they try to work them, you know, send this back, send that back. No, I don't want this, I don't want that. She said, it's a hard time.
Wow.
And she said, these are the people that dressed up, just came out of church and come up in the restaurant, and this is how they treat
wow.
you know. And I've heard that before, not
right.
just from her. I've heard that before.
Right.
And it's a prime example of that religious spirit. You know, we're going in there, we're getting fed, the food is being set out, but ain't nobody really eating it, you know. Ain't nobody really eating it. They're not taking it into heart, you know, and helping, letting it make a difference in your life, your walk and your talk. You know, like I said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. Let it be pleasing. Do you think that's pleasing to God?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, it brings reproach to him.
Amen.
Because we're supposed to be kingdom people. You know, we're supposed to represent the kingdom of God. And if we stop getting out of this, I mean, the church is the organism in which the body of Christ functions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's an organism. It's a living organism. But the thing of it is that we're not being kingdom-minded. You know, we're supposed to represent the kingdom of God. You know, we're children of the king.
Right.
But we're acting like brats. Small brats.
Amen.
You know, we get a little knowledge, but we don't use the wisdom to operate in it.
All right.
We let our carnality... You know, we get in the restaurant and seem like, you know, we being taught at home, but when we go out, we act like we ain't got no manners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it brings reproach to our Heavenly Father. You know, we need to be obedient to it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be well-behaved and mannered to it. We need to act like we've been to church, you know. My first wife was a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
They have conferences everywhere, you know. And one of the things that was said about Jehovah, matter of fact, my mom was too. Okay. And one of the things they said about Jehovah Witnesses is when they left a conference, they left it clean, neat, and orderly. Almost better than when they left it.
Amen.
And that is
attribute.
That's a good indictment for those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a total reverse of what you was just saying about the restaurant. But we should be that same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we go in there, they should feel like, oh, man, it's Sunday. I know that we're going to make some money because when church let out, all the church members are going to come in, and it's going to be such a pleasant and blessed atmosphere. We're going to get some nice tips.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It should be a blessing.
It should.
But it's the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about us? You know what I'm saying? And that's a bad commentary against the church.
It is.
And we need to really look at that because we're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. We call ourselves Christians.
Amen.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we go in a restaurant and be such a burden to the point where people don't even want to see us come? You know, they want to shut their doors because church let out at 12 o'clock. Let's see them go home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's sad. Wow, that, I mean, you know, I don't do that, but I'm feeling bad right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
just hearing that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know when we go out, we always try to, you know, we all, matter of fact, when we go out, we always talk about the word, you know, even
mm-hmm.
at our lunches. That's what it was totally based on. And they love to see us come,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we try to tip them. You know, they try to take their gratuity.
Gratuity.
You know, and it was less than what, you know, we wanted to give them. So
mm-hmm.
we try to be a blessing,
right.
You know, for the service that we get,
mm-hmm.
you know. Wow.
Well, we do. We have to be mindful that people are watching.
Yeah.
People watching your walk.
Amen.
People are noticing
Amen.
Who you are, who you, the difference between who you are and who you say
there
you are. People
That's
are
right.
noticing that.
Right.
You know, when you talk the talk, you need to walk the walk because somebody is paying attention, and we're going to be an example by sight. We need to be mindful of what they're paying attention to.
Man.
At all times.
And that's kind of like, you know, what keep people out of church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is how we conduct ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we're supposed to be talking about blessings and verse 9 curses, but, you know, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the body of Christ, we need to be kingdom people. We need to be kingdom-minded. We need to be advancing the kingdom of God. And it's going to be a shaking of this whole planet. And God's going to let his presence be known that he is not pleased with the church.
Exactly.
You know, and it's going to start in the house.
I got a lot of that, a lot out of Isaiah. Stop your worship charades. He is sick and tired of your worship charades. He is not pleased at all. You know, charade is just phony, just
it's
false,
it's
just
as phony
fake.
As a $3
you
deal.
Know, and it's just like the people that claim they got the Holy Spirit, but they peeping out of one eye to see who's watching. You know, we got to stop.
And this is not a disclaimer or anything, but we're not church bashing. You know, I want to make that clear from the jump. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is that we need some changes.
We are accountable.
We are accountable.
We're
you know, and I wanted to start with me. I want to be an example. I want to be that light. I want to be salt in the earth.
Amen.
You know, I want to be what the Bible calls me to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to be what the Bible says that I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a hypocrite, you know. I don't want to sit up here and say these things, you know, on this blog show, but I leave this house and I'm a totally different person. You know what I'm saying? I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be pleasing in my Father's sight. I want it to be a sweet aroma to Him.
Amen.
You know,
and it better be, baby, because I will bust you out on Blog Talk. We will be talking about you.
Amen. And rightly so. You know, because there's too many of us, you know, with that facade of being righteous and holy, and we're not.
I want to
just please my Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a way for us to speak those things that are in our heart, and to identify the changes that need to be made in our lives. You know.
Right.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
But I don't want my Father in heaven to be ashamed of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No.
So I don't want to bring reproach to His name.
Mm-hmm.
And as a people, it reflects. You know, it's just like when your children grow out and act up, it reflects on you at home. If your child at school acting a fool and you go to the school, this is the face.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with the actions that I'm seeing from your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's an embarrassment.
Right.
So I believe our Heavenly Father feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because He built the family structure as such.
Mm-hmm.
He's our Father. We're His children.
Right.
You know.
Amen.
So I believe that His heart be grieved when we're not being obedient to His word.
To His word.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is incumbent on us as Christians that we really start praying to God to change our heart and to get serious about it. It's not all about, you know, speaking in tongue is a gift. You know what I'm saying? But it's not about putting on shows and airs. You know, it's not about entertaining one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor
belong to God. And it's good, you know, the people that have those gifts, share those gifts with others.
But this for the edification of the church.
Share
but at
it.
The same
because
time.
People do not share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do not share their gifts. What people do is want you to share your gift for their edification, not for the edification of the kingdom. You know, they want you to edify them. And you got to, we have to learn how to come together and be okay because God wants us all on one accord. We can't get on one accord if you pull him on cord than you supposed to, you know. And you ain't got no room nowhere for nobody else because you all about you.
But
you
we
know?
Wonder why we're not seeing those signs and wonders and miracles happening in the church today. It's because we're not on one accord.
Right.
You know, when the Holy Spirit came into the upper room in Pentecost in the book of Acts, they were on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
And until that happens in the church, we'll never see what Jesus promised us, those greater works. But God's getting ready to show us. I believe that in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That God is getting ready to show us what the true church is supposed to be.
Amen.
Because His bride has got to be ready.
Amen.
Jesus' Amen. Bride has got to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And being a husband, I know how anxious I was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw you coming out in that white gown, oh, Lord.
Amen.
So we wow. Is this so urgent?
It's time.
It really is.
It's time.
It really
and
is.
We can do it if we all just come together and remember what our primary purpose is, you know, right here on this serve our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, and serve one another. Servitude
yeah.
is so
That's
important.
It. That's it. So it
and
doesn't matter what your title is. It doesn't matter what your position is, where you think you are, who you think you are. Just remember, The best position, the best title. It's
servanthood. It's
servanthood.
Yes.
You know.
And learning to be good stewards over what God has blessed us with.
Amen.
You know, and those two are key.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if we focus on that, things will change so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many times we put on airs or washing each other's feet. You know, if it ain't coming from the heart, why do it? To put on a show, to make people think that, you know, this pious act is going to give us brownie points for God.
Yeah.
No, it's got to really, truly come from the heart.
It does.
And then after church is over with, then what?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because the woman of God, I remember she had shared with me that, you know, the people that came to the conference, one conference that she had went to, and the lady put on the big show, and, you know, she jumped around, hooped and hollered and everything, and the congregation was just throwing money at her, you know. The real word came out, you know. People looking starry-eyed, and they don't know, you know, they can't relate to this, you know. But when the offering came around for her, she had maybe like $67, $68 or something, where the Showtime people get thousands of dollars, you know. And people are paying for that. People are paying for the show. People showing up for the show. People buying tickets to the show, you know. And we done got so far away from when can we walk up in a revival, in a conference, in a gathering, a fellowship, free. Can we walk up in one free, no charge? Can this one be like on you for the grace of God, pulling his people together? And if we want to offer you something, we'll offer you something, you know. It used to be like that a long, 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 long time ago. I don't remember so much. You know, I know modern technology has changed a lot. Everybody got a big screen. You know what I'm saying? It's so different now, the way that we're presenting, the way you're presenting God's church. You know, it's so different now. And I think that takes away from being able to focus on
the word,
the true value of why we really there. Mm-hmm. And that's why you got so many people that still hurting, people that still sick in their hearts and in their minds. People still don't know how to operate in love. People still don't know how to operate in forgiveness. People still grieving their past, living in their past, you know.
Oh, Lord, wow. Well, if you got a church where you can see the front door to the back, why you need two wide screens on the wall? And I'm going to leave that at that. Just thank you, Holy Spirit. Like, we got a mega church.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We got 15,000 people up in there. And no, we ain't got no more than 200 or 300 at the moment.
Yeah, and that money could be going to help somebody. It really needs some help. I'm going to need for you to pray us out, dear heart. Thank you so much for this day.
Oh, Father, not God. Our prayer is to advance your kingdom.
Yes, God.
Help us to be kingdom people, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to advance your kingdom in such a way, dear Heavenly Father, that we bring you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Just open up our hearts to your word and let us go back to our first love, Father God, so that we can be the church, Father God, that Jesus wants us to be, Father God. I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in us in your sight, Father God, for you are our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. And we ask these things in Jesus' name for his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you will join us again. And just remember that we are the church. We can't even complain because we are the church. And anytime that you have any problem, situation, circumstance, anything that you're trying to learn, just remember that
the lesson is always love.
I love you.
I love you too.
I know that you think you can pray at the time.